Wellness, the active process of making choices toward a healthy and fulfilling life, seems to be playing a more important place in our work lives. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. With the current low U.S. employment rates, employers need to keep employees happy. These days, worker happiness is far more than just paying people more. Employers are eager to improve worker satisfaction because this both increases retention of their workforce and perhaps because they believe a well workforce is a more productive workforce that will increase profits. Companies have increasingly invested in workplace wellness programs to improve employee health and decrease healthcare costs. But do workplace wellness programs really improve health outcomes or reduce health costs? Well, it turns out that evidence on the effectiveness of workplace wellness programs is mixed, with most studies failing to show any significant benefit in health outcomes. So a recent study in JAMA with a large group of employees attracted my attention. The study looked at a workplace wellness program at BJ's Wholesale Club. It involved 32,000 workers. Employees were assigned by location to one of two groups, either an intervention group or a usual work control group. The intervention group had an organized wellness program run by an outside vendor. The program consisted of 8 modules delivered over 18 months. The modules focused on key elements of health and wellness, including nutrition and physical activity and stress reduction and overall prevention. BJ Wholesale workers in both groups were asked to report health behaviors, including their exercise habits and diet and smoking and alcohol use. Clinical measures included body mass index. It included blood pressure and glucose and cholesterol levels. These were collected by trained professionals. The researchers collected data on health insurance claims, healthcare spending, work performance evaluation, absenteeism, and overall staff turnover. Well, it turns out that more participants in the wellness programming group reported engaging in regular exercise and weight management compared to people in the control group, but the difference wasn't really very large. Perhaps more importantly, there were no group differences in clinical measures of health, including cholesterol, hypertension, or being overweight. In addition, wellness program exposure did not have any detectable effect on healthcare utilization or spending, absenteeism, work performance, or staff turnover. So in some ways, these findings are disappointing in terms of the financial return on investment that wellness programs can deliver in the short term. While wellness is certainly important, perhaps we now know that organized workplace wellness programs are not the panacea we thought they would be. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.